Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ilui Neshama of Harav David Tzvi ben Rabbi Yosef and the schus Moshe Yudim and Peshadina, Rabbi Yaakov Medina Chasha, and Refuas Miriam Bas Chaya, Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, Sara Leah Bas Rivka, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. The Gemara in Maseches Ksubas Naflam Ramad Aleph says, Umayshna Ba'ula Lekoin Gadol. The Havale Essay She'enu Shave Bakol. Why is Bula Kohen Gadol different? Because it's an essay She'enu Shave Bakol. In other words, even though Rabbi Akiva holds, according to Rabbi Yeshebov, that Ein Kedushin Tovsin V'chai Be'lavim V'chai Be'essay, nevertheless, the essay She'enu Shave Bakol. If you have an essay that isn't equal with everybody, for example, a be'ula, the Kohen Gadol, a woman who's already a be'ula, she's not a besula, and she goes with the Kohen Gadol, they're not allowed to. Even Rabbi Yeshebov admits that according to Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Yeshebov says that according to Rabbi Akiva admits that Kedushin are tofes. So Rabbi Yeshebov holds according to Rabbi Akiva that ain't Kedushin tofsin, there's no Kedushin. But essay she'enu shave bakol, maishna ba'ula kohen gadol, because that's the essay she'enu shave bakol. Ba'ula kohen gadol is an essay that isn't equal to everybody. It only applies to the kohen gadol and a ba'ula. It's not for everybody. In memela, kedushin are tofes, because it's an essay she'enu shave bakol. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes as follows in the Chedushim. Koshali, Hala Rabbi Akiva, Chayve Lavin, V'chayve Esei, Nechad Kroy Yolif. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chayve Lavin, Chayve Esei, that Kedushin aren't Tofes and Memela, the children are Mamzerim, is derived from one Pasuk. Who Mamzer? Kamavur calls Ebi Yavamis Mem Tesam Ralph. Look in Yavamis Mem Tesam Ralph. You'll see there that from one pasuk, Rabbi Akiva learns that Chai Be'lav and Chai Be'esei are Kedushin aren't tofes. If two people are Aser, Be'lav or Be'esei, Kedushin aren't tofes. Vimken. Kamodam Rinan Debula Koin Gadol. Kevin de Kaimel and Deno Shav Bakol Loy Alfinan. Hachinami Neima. The Lav and Dalmana Le Koin Gadol Vagrusha Lehedyot. No name of Meanusis Aviv. Kevon, the Kaimalan, the Eno Shava Bakol. Uminalan Lechalek, Bain Lav, Sheno Shava Bakol, the Essay Sheno Shava Bakol. Kivego drops a bomb. He says, I don't understand. If we say Essay Sheno Shava Bakol, Kedushin are Tofes, and therefore Bu'ula the Kohen Gadol, Kedushin are Tofes, and the child of such union is not a Mamzer, why don't we say the same thing about a lav she'enu shave bakol, since it's learned from the same source, just like chayve lavin are learned from the same source as chayve esei. So why don't we say also about chayve lavin that we should learn from anusas aviv, like the Gemara learns there, that the children are a mamzer? Why? Because this lav is eino shave bakol. Since it's eino shave bakol, we should say that Kedushin are tofes, and the children aren't a mamzer. What's a lav she'enu shave bakol? A grusha, the kohen. A grusha is now allowed to marry a regular kohen, divorced woman. What else? Almana le kohen gadol. Almana kohen gadol is a chayve lav, eino shave bakol. Just kohen gadol or kohen hedyot, but not. It's not for everybody. Kimtvor Dishaila, Frakt Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't understand. Why does the Gemara only say that Ba'ula the Kohen Gadol, since it's an Esher She'enu Shave Bakol, according to Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Shebov, Kedushin HaTofes, because it's an Esher She'enu Shave Bakol, since Lav is learned from the same source as Essay, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Kedushin HaTofes, so why don't we say Lav She'enu Shave Bakol, also Kedushin HaTofes, just like Essay She'enu Shave Bakol? And what are examples of that? Grusha the Kohen Hedyot. And Almana the Kohen Gadol. So why are we mechalek between Essay She'enu Shave Bakol and Lav She'enu Shave Bakol? V'lulei de Mistafina. if I wouldn't be so afraid. Hayisi omer davar chodesh, ichvil zogen anayizach. The essay de beula lekohen gadol who rak olav v'loy oleha. That the essay of Be'ula, the Kohen Gadol, is only on him and not on her. When a Be'ula, the Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Welt shuckled, the world is shaking. A Be'ula, the Kohen Gadol, is only an Isser on the Kohen Gadol, but it's not an Isser on the Be'ula. Look in Yevamos Pei Dalet Amud Beis, says the Rebbe, that ksheros are muzharos not to marry psulin, t'chsiv lo yikhu lashon rabim, there you have a lashon rabim. So since the lashon rabim, it goes on everybody. But legabe the essay of besula me amav yikach isha velo beula, kohen gadol darf nemen a besula and not a beula, there it says yikach. Who's it talking to? Mitvemen reta pusik, the pusik is talking to the kohen gadol. The pasuk isn't talking to the Isha. So since the pasuk is talking to the Kohen Gadol, it's only an Isser on him and not on her. Yesh loimer de esse rak olav v'loy aleho. V'yein betosis yivomus continues Rabbi Kiva Eger. Daf heyamad alef divar maschil v'akati itzdrich. Hechidi musharim kohanim v'loy Yisrael. Lo mikri kol kachenu shava bakol. V'rak madi b'kohanim atzma mitzuvim. Rak ha'anoshim v'lo anoshim v'lo hanoshim k'goin tumas koyhanim zeo mikri einu shavu b'kol. So he sends you to a Tosis in Yevamos on Heyomer Aleph v'akati yitzdrich, that when all kohanim are musher and Yisrael are not musher, that's not called so much einu shavu b'kol. When is it called einu shavu b'kol? When it's kohanim are musher, only the men and not the women, like tumas koyhanim. That's called Eino Shavu Bakol. V'im ken yesh loymar, d'rak b'ula l'koin gadol, ein l'meidim imishare esei, d'kil harbe, d'eino noig b'noshim. So only b'ula, so if you take that, that Eino Shavu Bakol is when you distinguish between men and women, so that's very good. Because a b'ula l'koin gadol is only on the man, and not on the woman, so it's kal, it's lighter than other essays. So therefore, this essay she'eno shavu b'kol, pshat ne'eno shavu b'kol, like Tosfos Yavama says, is we differentiate between the genders. Today there are a lot of gender issues in the world, but we're talking about the good old days when a man was a man and a woman was a woman. So since the iser is only on the man, on the kohen gadol, and not on the woman, not on the beula, so that's an essay she'eno shavu b'kol. There it's really Eino Shavu Bakol, because it only applies to men and not to the women. Aval almana l'koin gadol, but an almana l'koin gadol, the halav gam aleha, there the lav is on her also. And that you can learn from Anusa Saviv, that's Kedushin Aron Tofes. That's a lav that's called Shavu Bakol, it's not called Eino Shavu Bakol. Because almana l'koin gadol is an isser on the almana, just like it's an Isser on the Kohen Gadol. Only by Be'ula Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, B'sula me'am of Yikach Isha. Only there, the Pasuk specifically says, Yikach Segait Oifin Man. It's going on the man, that the man's not allowed to take. So that's Eino Sheva Bakol. It only applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. Masha Enkein, the Isser of Almana l'koin gadol, that lab, you can't say it's Eino Shavu Bakol, because it applies to both men and women. It's an Isser on the Almana, and it's also an Isser on the Kohen Gadol. So from the Gemara in Yevamos, you have that women are also Musharis in the Lavin, just like men. So Mela. Almana l'koin gadol, she's also musheres. But b'ula l'koin gadol, which is an isser asay, it's only on the guy, it's only on the man, on the koin gadol. That's Eino Shavu Bakol. So that's the makor of the chiluk between Bu'ula lekohen gadol and almana lekohen gadol. Bu'ula lekohen gadol is an essay shein reshava b'kol. Ma shein ken almana lekohen gadol is an essay ashava b'kol because it applies to both the men and the women. Continues Rabbi Kiva Eger, here we can now answer a question that I know has been bothering everybody from the Mishnah LaMelech at the beginning of his Mechira. If somebody swears that he's going to sell to him, here we say that even a Kenyan Kesef, which normally you don't make a Kenyan with Kesef, you have to do Meshicha. But here a Kenyan works with Kesef, because Mikoyach the Shvua, a person decides that he's going to be a makna, Babi Kipirish Dikna Bikesef. And it's like he explained explicitly that there should be a Kenyan Kesef. Vim Kein Heacham Rinan. So because he made the Shvu, it's like he wants to be done with Kesef. Im Kein Heacham Rinan Bikidushin. Dim Sov Bia Koino Asur the Koin Gadol, Kaddish Bibia. So if that's the case, if you use the svara of because of the shvua, a person has das that there should even be a kinyan kesef. So how did we say in Maseches Kiddushin and Afiram at Aleph that if soif be a koine, then a koin gadol is not allowed to be a mekadesh bebia? Why? Because when does she become a beula betchilas bia, and when is the ma'isa kinyan besof bia? By Zoyd Zok the Gemara that a koin gadol can't be koine and isha if soif bia is koine with Bia, because he's end up that he's marrying a Bula. So, Frekwi Bikiveger, name of the Mikoyach, Yisr de Bula Koin Gadol, Havi Kapir Shekin Betchilas Bia. Why don't we just say, Rabbi Kiveger says the name of Mishnah LaMelech, that because there's an Yisr of Bula Koin Gadol, his Das is on Sof Bia. Just like when there is a Kenyan Kesef, Mikoyach HaShavua, his das is that it should be counted with Kesef, so too the das of the Kohen Gadol is in Sof Bia. The das is on the Kohen Gadol as that it's B'tchilas Bia. Not B'Sof Bia, B'tchilas Bia. Because he doesn't want to marry a Ba'ula, so Mikoyach the Isser, his das is on T'chilas Bia, not Sof Bia. So have a kipirish yikne b'tchilas bia, as if he said explicitly that I'm going to be mekoyne b'tchilas bia. Ulfi anal nicha, the yesh loymar, the kamod amrinan, the bistam kol abol daito agmar bia, hachinami daito dido agmar bia, vihi deinam etzuva lesa debu lekoyen gadol, have a kipirish yikne daito al tchilas bia, ledina tzarech is boininus. So Vichy Vega, it's very simple. Ein hachinami mitzad the baal, mitzad the kohen gadol, mitzad the man, dato is al tchilas bia. Why? Because it's his isser. He doesn't want to be over an isser. But the problem is that mitzad ha isha, her das is only on sof bia. Because what does she care? It's not her isser. Like we said, Rukhi Begers, so it is. That a kohen gadol taking a ba'ula is only an isser in him and not in her. So, like they used to say in Hebrew in the olden days, Zabashcha, Zabayashalcha. Your das is on Tchilas Bia, but my das is only on Sof Bia. I don't have an Isser. For enter the Kasha, the Mishnah LaMelech. Why don't we say that Pirsho Shadas, where Mefarish is das on Tchilas Bia? The answer is his is, but hers isn't. It takes two to tango. You need her das also. Therefore, we say that if Tchilas Bia is Koine, Koine Gadol can't be Koine Bia. If Sof Bia is Koine, excuse me, Koine Gadol can't be Koine Bia. Because B'Tchilas Bia she becomes a Ba'ula. And he's only Koine her B'Sof Bia. And you can't say Daito al Tchilas Bia that he's already Koine her then. Because his Das is on Tchilas Bia, but her Das isn't. And then he says, L'dina tzarech etzbonunus la'alocha medach trachten wegen dem. To think about it, it's not so posh. So we see yourself from Rabbi Kiva Eger that the Isser of Bula Kohen Gadol is only the Kohen Gadol, it's not in the Isha, and with this he answers the Kasha Mishnah LaMelech that if he's Mekadesh, even though his Das is on Tchilas Bia, but her Das is on Sof Bia, and Memela, he can't be Mekadesh, a woman, Bibia, because by the time he's kona her, she will already have been a ba'ula, and that is a no-no. However, kol haroya divrei Rabbi Akiva eger elu yishtoimim. What's that there? What's the goin Rashi ba'ag? A goin Rabbi Akiva eger at tzaddik. He used to break the ice, going to go into a freezing mikvah. Rabbi Akiva eger had such a dargis of tara. Rabbi Akiva eger never in his life had a suffix about a hazkara, yale v'yavo, or mashiva ruach. He was so focused on his davening when he was davening. It's a pella that you can be such a gaon like Rabbi Akiva and learning, and when it comes to davening, you're completely there, you're completely focused. But still, memeg fregen, we're allowed to ask. You're right, Rashke Bahag Rabbi Akiva eger, that she has no iser, personally, of Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol. But what about Lifnei Iver? Lifnei Iver, she can't be machshil him. If it's his Avera, and she's a part of the Avera, Lifnei Iver, Sitein Michshel. So then Daita is going to be Al Tchilas be also, just like him. She can't be machshil him, so what do you mean her Das is on Sof Bia? And therefore he can't be Makadish or Bia. She doesn't want to be machshil him. She doesn't want to be machshil him. She usher for her to be machshil him, make him do an avera. So her dad's also on tchilas bia. And therefore, chazra kushisak mishnah melech leduchte. His question's reinstated. Both of their das is on tchilas bia. And memeli should be able to be mekadish her bia. You can't say her das on sof bia because it's not her iser. It's not her iser, it's his iser, but she's not allowed to be a partner in making him do an iser. Not only that, but what avera is the Kohen Gadol over on? Kohen Gadol is over on an essay. She's over on a lab of Lefnever Lo Sitein Michshel. Worse for her. So, Rav Kalmanson Shlita suggests, possibly, that we can answer based on the Amuna Shmuel, the famous Amuna Shmuel that's brought by all the poskim. Yerides and Tzamech Beis, that Yisrael is mutter to give to a Ben Noach. Since for the Yisrael it's mutter, there's no lifnei iver. Even though for the goy it's aser, nachon remarich in this yisod. But if it's mutter for the Yisrael, it's mutter to give to the goy because for him it's mutter. And therefore we can understand the territory of Rabbi Akiva eger. Since she has no iser, her das is an antchilas bia, because there's no lifnei iver. There's no lifnei iver if you have no iser personally. If the Isser doesn't apply to you, then there's no Isser of being machshel somebody else in this Isser. So since the Isser doesn't apply to the woman, there's no Isser in her being machshel the Kohen Gadol. And Mamela her das is in Amchilas Biyah. The Achronim already asked on the Amuna Shmuel from a Tosin Yavah in Bav Metzia, the famous Tosis on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Yirmaschel Domar. It's Mefurish in Tosis. That Yisrael, who's Mekadesh and Isha Grusha to a Kohen, is over in Lufnei Iver. What lifnei iver? Is he Israel? The Isser doesn't apply to him. Should we know lifnei iver? Tov says there is. So therefore, Simunas Shmuel is hard to accept. Akoponim, we go back to our kasha. What about lifnei iver? Lifnei iver for the woman. So why is her das al tchilas bia? Or why is her das on sof bia? She's not allowed to be machshil him in an Isser. So that's Das is unser Arbit, Mitz Hashem. It's our work for the next year. We hope Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Siyata Dishmaya that we should give the shir, and we should have the koach and the moach and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means and all of the brachas that we need in order to give the shir, and we should be able to have, and you should have them also. B'kifle, kifle, kifle, kiflaim. And we should be zocha lilmod ulamid lishma v'la'as l'kaim z'kol divrei samu teras v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.